Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where I'm teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're sharing with you on the subject of conquering the flesh. We're going to get right into the Word, continuing to talk on this important subject of conquering the flesh. 1 Peter 1:14, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance. We walked according to the lusts of the flesh in our ignorance because we had a lack of knowledge. Now, as you get the Word in you, and you get the knowledge of God, and you find out you're supposed to crucify that flesh daily, God expects us to be obedient children. It is imperative that every Christian be obedient to the Word of God, and not fashion yourself according to those former lusts. Then in 1 Peter 2:11, he says, "Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against your soul." You and I are strangers and pilgrims. Remember, we're citizens of heaven. We're born from above. The Word commands us to abstain from fleshly lusts which are warring against our soul. Remember, you are spirit, soul, and body. Your spirit is right with God. Your body is not. And the soul is where the battle goes on. Are you going to yield to the Spirit and walk in line with the Word of God, which is the way of the Spirit? Or are you going to yield to the fleshly lusts and walk after the lusts of the flesh? They are warring against your soul. That's why you've got to have your mind renewed to the truth. You've got to deny yourself and crucify that flesh daily. Put to death the deeds of the body. Do not let the body run you. In fact, if you let the lust of the flesh run you, it's going to stop the Word from producing in your life. Mark chapter 4, in the parable of the sower. In verse 19, it speaks of the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in. Choke the Word, and it becometh unfruitful. Notice these things, including the lust of other things, have to enter in. Having the strong desires for other things is not sin, remember, unless you allow it to conceive within you and enter into you. If the lusts of other things enter in and you follow after them, it will choke the Word of God in your life, and it in you will become unfruitful. This is why it's mandatory that you deny yourself and crucify the flesh daily. In 1 Peter 4:1, it says, "As Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind." Remember from Romans 8, it speaks of how Jesus had like sinful flesh. He had flesh that had the ability to sin. He was tempted in all points, yet without sin. That means he had to deny himself. He had to crucify the flesh daily, and he could not yield to the desires of the flesh. Here it speaks of him suffering for us in the flesh, and pointing out that you and I are to have the same mind. He goes on and says, "For he that hath suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin." That means because you have refused to allow yourself to walk after the ways of the flesh, you are suffering in the flesh. You're not letting it run you. Then you will cease from sin. Because if you walk in the flesh, you sin. If you walk in the Spirit according to the Word of God, then you're going to be obedient, producing righteousness. So there will be a suffering in the flesh that you and I will experience because we're going to resist those strong desires of the lust of the flesh. Just as Jesus suffered in the flesh, you and I are going to suffer in the flesh, and we're going to cease from sin. Verse 2 goes on and says that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. God wants you to live your life to the will of God by putting the Word of God first place. You are not to live in the flesh to the lusts of men. In 2 Peter 2:10, it speaks of those who are walking after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despising government. In other words, those that walk after the flesh through their lusts, not only will they enter into uncleanness, but they will despise government, meaning they won't want anybody to rule and reign over them. They reject the rule of God in their life. They're self-willed because they're serving self, and they've made themselves their own ruler. You cannot walk in the flesh or you are despising God's rule in your life. If you are self-willed and you're not submitting your will to the Word of God, you are walking and living after the flesh according to the lusts. And in 2 Peter 2:18, it speaks of those who, through the lusts of the flesh, they had much wantonness and they were living in error. As a born-again Christian, don't make the mistake of walking after the lusts of the flesh and living in error. We've got to walk in line with the Word of God. In 2 Peter 3:3, we're warned by the Scripture, saying, "Knowing this, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts." You see a scoffer walking after their own lusts, you need to share the Word of God with them and bring correction to them, call them to repentance. And if they will not repent, do not walk in fellowship with them. And don't let anybody who declares that they're a Christian and walking after their own lust deceive you to make you think that it's okay to walk in that same way. No, you are commanded to walk after the Spirit, not after the lusts of the flesh. In Jude 16, it speaks of murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, their mouth speaking great swelling words, having men's person in admiration because of advantage. Otherwise, these people that are walking after their own lusts, they're murmuring, they're complaining, they're speaking all kinds of wrong words with their mouth, and they have respect of persons. That's what it means by having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. They will treat one person one way because of an advantage for themselves. Remember, the Bible says if you have respect of persons, you commit sin. You and I must turn away from walking after the lusts of the flesh. In fact, in Philippians 3:3, the word declares that we're to have no confidence in the flesh. That means you have absolutely no confidence in yourself apart from God. You and I are never to walk after the ways of the flesh, after the ways of human nature. We're to walk in the Spirit after the Word of God. So never have confidence in the flesh. Never trust your feelings. Never trust the senses. Never trust any desires that are coming from within that are contrary to the Word of God. If it's not in line with the Word of God, it's not coming from your spirit. And then in 1 John 2:15, it says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, it's not of the Father, but it's of the world. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." That's what God wants you to be, a doer of the will of God continually. And notice he said, all that's in the world. All means all. You got to separate yourself from the things of this world. And it speaks of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. It's not of the Father. It's of the world. Turn away from it and do not yield to lust that would cause you to walk in any ways of the world, or to love the world, or love the things that are in the world. Do not lust after things. Be content in the things that God has given unto you. He will provide all that you have need of, that you have all sufficiency. Now in Romans chapter 6, verse 2, it speaks of the fact that you and I are dead to sin. And because of that, how shall we live any longer therein? In verse 6, it says, "Because the old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, henceforth we should not serve sin." In verse 7, it says, "He that's dead is freed from sin." Therefore, as verse 11 says, we're to reckon ourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God. You must know that you are dead to sin, you're alive unto God, and you are to walk after the ways of the Spirit. Romans 6:12 goes on and says, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof." How can you stop sin from reigning in your mortal body? Just don't obey it. How would you obey sin? In the lust thereof. That means anything that is coming from the flesh, the lust of the flesh, will always cause you to sin. Yet God says, "Let not sin reign in your mortal body," which means no Christian should be walking after the ways of the flesh. And all Christians can conquer sin in their life. Verse 13 goes on and says, "Neither yield you your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin." The key is, what are you yielding your members to? What are your members? Your members are all your faculties. What you are hearing through your ears, what you're seeing through your eyes, what you're speaking with your mouth, what you're thinking upon in your mind, what you're putting your hands to, or what steps you're walking in. You must not yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness. That produces sin. You're yielding to the lust of the flesh. But instead, he says, yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. That means that sin shall not have dominion over you. And why is that? Because you're not under the law, speaking of the Old Testament. You're now under grace, which is the New Testament. In the New Testament, yield your members unto God. In Romans 6:16, it says, "Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness." Notice it says, to whom. That means you're yielding to a person. To whom you yield yourself servants to obey, you become his servant. That means if you're yielding your members to unrighteousness, obeying the lusts of the flesh, you will sin and that will produce death. And you're actually yielding to the devil. That means you could be a born-again Christian and yet be serving the devil because you're yielding your members to unrighteousness, which is sin, which will produce death in your life. Instead, we're to yield ourselves in obedience to God's word, which is yielding to God, and that's going to produce righteousness in your life. Verse 17, he goes on and says, you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart the form of doctrine that was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. When you got born again, you got to realize you are not a servant of sin any longer. You're not a sinner. You got a brand new spirit, which is right before God. You are now free from sin. You are now a servant of righteousness, and you are to yield your members to be obedient to the word of God that produces the fruits of righteousness in your life. In verse 19, we see further revelation where it says, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity, which means the weakness of your flesh. As you have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, this word iniquity means lawlessness, which means you're walking contrary to God's laws. And what laws are we speaking of? It's the law of the New Testament. That means if we yield our members to the lusts of the flesh, it produces uncleanness and lawlessness, and that'll produce more lawlessness in our life. And the more that you walk in the way of lawlessness, you're walking contrary to God's laws of the Spirit in the New Testament, and it will lead you down a path of destruction. You know, in the last days in Matthew chapter 24, verse 12, it says, because iniquity, it's the same word, lawlessness, because lawlessness shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. That's talking about Christians, because the word love is agape, which refers to Christians. The love of many Christians will wax cold. Why? Because of lawlessness abounding, and that they have not been walking in line with righteousness. Instead, they've been yielding their members to uncleanness and to lawlessness that produces more lawlessness in their life. Verse 19 goes on and says, so now yield your members, servants, to righteousness unto holiness. God wants us to be holy as he is holy. How can we be holy? It all depends on what you yield your members to. If you yield your members, all of your faculties, what you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you're speaking, what you're thinking upon, what you're putting your hands to, what you're walking in, if you yield your members, servants, to righteousness, which means you're going to yield your members to do what the Word of God says, that will produce holiness in your life. Then in verse 20, he goes on and says, when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had you in those things whereof you're now ashamed? Anytime you yield to the lusts of the flesh and walk in sin, you're ashamed of the fruit that has come forth from it. And the end of those things is death. Then in verse 22, he says, being now made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. Look how important this is. You are now free from sin. You're not a servant of sin anymore. You're a servant of righteousness, and you are now to yield your members in obedience to God's word that produces the fruits of righteousness that brings forth holiness, and the end result is everlasting life. This is why all born-again Christians must deny themselves and crucify the flesh daily. Luke chapter 9, verse 23, Jesus said, if any man wills to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily. What's taking up the cross daily speaking about? The cross is where something is put to death. And what is to be put to death daily in our life? It is the deeds of the body, the lusts of the flesh. You are to crucify the flesh, its affections, its desires, its lusts daily, and follow Jesus. And how do you follow Jesus? You follow the Word of God. If you put the Word of God first place in your life, and you are a consistent hearer and doer of the Word of God, then you are following Jesus. If you are walking by the flesh, doing whatever you want to do, then you are serving the devil, and you're committing sin, and it will produce death in your life. It is time for you to conquer the flesh and turn away from all lusts of the flesh. Put the Word of God first place. Be obedient to Him in all things, so you bring forth the fruits of righteousness that will produce holiness in the end, everlasting life. We're out of time for today. We're going to continue on the subject in the next broadcast. God bless you.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.